Because that is my prayer. And I know that we're born wretched sinners, but we can be reborn, and you can be reborn today. And I pray that happens to you. And we're going to invite Pastor Cloyd up now, and Sam. I believe Sam's going to come up too. And they're going to give the word. Now listen up. These two gentlemen have really been in some of the worst positions. But only by the grace of God have they been saved, set free, and cleansed from their sin. And I praise God for that as well. And like I said, it can happen to you. Now I want you to listen up and really pay attention to what they're going to say, because this word is for someone out here today to be reborn. Amen? Amen. Okay. Pastor?
God bless you, Jesus. Pastor Steve, if you just can sit there and play that organ nice and soft, because we're looking for God to do something here great this morning. I say this all the time about Pastor Steve and Judy and my brother Steve and Bill and all the ministry. It's a blessing to come down here on a Saturday morning and preach to my brothers and sisters. Me and Brother Sam, we've been traveling for almost 3 years now. God hooked us up together and he traveled with me. And last Sunday I was in Warren, Ohio, preaching. And I got to go back this Sunday to Warren. And I just think and praise God how he is using us preachers in these last and evil days. And brothers and sisters, he want to do the same thing for you. Because the Bible says he ain't no respectable person. He love you. If you just only give him a chance to work in your life, he will work in your life. God love you. Went to old rugged cross and died a terrible death for us, just for us, because he loved us. Pastor Steve and Judy, I can't say it enough. I'm gonna keep saying it, and to this last breath leave out of my body. I thank God for these people, all the staff, the preachers. Thank God for all of you people here. It's a blessing. It's an honor for us to come down here on a Saturday morning and preach to y'all. We can't wait to come on a Saturday morning. I thank and praise God. Thank God for my brother Sam. He's just been a blessing. I love him. We ain't going to be before you too long. I'm just going to try to sing just a little bit of this song, because I know somebody needs a miracle in here this morning. It goes something like this. Oh, yes. Don't you want your miracle? Don't you want your miracle? I'm so glad that God gave me my miracle. I'm so glad that God gave me my miracle. Don't you want your miracle? Don't you want your miracle? I'm so glad that he gave me my miracle. I can praise the Lord. I can praise the Lord. God got a miracle for you. Oh, he got a miracle for you. Don't you want your miracle? Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise in here. We serve a mighty God. Oh, Lord, I heard him saying, and what if he'd be lifted up from the earth? I heard him say he would draw men unto him. We come down here this morning to lift up the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. And we love him, brothers and sisters. and He loved you. Hallelujah. You know, I tell you, everybody in here, we're going to take that last breath one day. Oh, we're going to take it. That last breath going to leave our body one day. And when that last breath leave our body, you know, we got to leave here one day. We didn't come here to stay always. We got another place to go to. It's heaven or hell. And you don't want to go to hell, brothers and sisters. Because we're going to leave here one day. And I hope and pray this morning that somebody would just surrender and say, God, I'm tired. I'm tired, God. I've tried everything that I know to try. Now I want to try it your way, God. And I tell you, if you try God's way, you never will regret it. I was one of the biggest pimps in Africa 20 years ago. But when God put me behind them prison walls, facing 15 long years, that's when I repented. I said, God, if you get me away from hiding these prison walls, I'd serve you for the rest of my life. So God opened them prison doors for me. I got right with God. 13 months and 2 weeks from 15 years. God opened the prison wall, and I stepped out of prison as a new creature in Christ Jesus. Going all over preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, what you saying, preacher? Glad you asked that. I'm saying God want to do the same thing for you. If you let Him. I know you're tired. Somebody got to be tired. God is waiting on you. He want to use you in these last and evil days. Preacher, get me St. Luke 16 and 19. I understand a lot of people don't understand this, but God spoke more to this place than He did heaven. Noah preached them one little simple message, Noah, for 120 years. Noah did. They laughed at him and made fun of him. But he obeyed God. And by doing that, God saved his whole household. Now, we want everybody to be saved, don't we? But we sure want our household to be saved. We want our household to be saved. So the Bible says he ain't no respect of a person. Listen, brothers and sisters, we ain't going to be before you too long. Read it slow, preacher. St. Luke 16 and 19. There was a certain rich man. See, when you're rich, you can buy anything you want to buy when you got money. But if you ain't got no money, you better not go nowhere and trying to order some clothes or whatever. You better have some money to pay for that. Because if you don't, they're going to arrest you. But when you got some money, brother, you can practice do anything you want to do. Some of y'all need some money in here this morning. God got all the money we need. He's the creator. He made everything.
Testing, 1, 2.
Go ahead, preacher.
There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen.
Uh-huh.
And fared sumptuously every day.
See, when you got money, you can go and buy your estate. I was raised up off of pinto beans and cornbread. That's what I was raised up off of. I didn't have no money to go buy me no steak. I got a witness in here. But even right today, I love pinto beans and cornbread. I still love it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But what I'm saying to you, my brothers and my sisters, you ain't got no money. You can't do nothing with no money. Some of y'all can't even buy a pot. I was there at one time. At one time, I couldn't buy nothing, brother. But I thank and praise God today that He has blessed me to be able to get just about what I want to get in this world. He want to do the same thing for y'all. Go ahead, preacher.
And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus.
Well, y'all know about Lazarus.
Which was laid at his gate.
He was a poor man. He didn't have nothing. He was poor. But it's one thing he did have, and that's what some of y'all need this morning. You might not have no money. Some of y'all might not even have a vehicle. But it's one thing we all need is Jesus. We need him.
Amen.
And when you got Jesus, brothers and sisters, really you don't need nothing else.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, preacher.
Full of sores.
Full of sores.
And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table.
He didn't ask for no steak. He didn't ask for no steak. Just give me some crumbs. I just want some crumbs. Which fell from the rich man's table. You know, we got rich people right today. We won't even... We got some rich people. They ain't thinking about the poor. They ain't thinking about those poor people. They want to get all they can for themselves. Just think about this, brother. When y'all come down here on a Saturday, they feed y'all some good food. Some good food they feed y'all. Y'all ain't eating no crumbs.
Amen.
Y'all need some good food by the grace of God. Amen. Get God some praise in this building here this morning. We're serving a mighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody ought to be thanking God right now. Somebody ought to be praising the living God right now. Because he wanted to be praised.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I feel. Oh, I'm feeling them now. Uh-huh. I'm feeling them real good.
Uh-huh.
They call him the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. He must have been resting down in there.
Uh-huh.
But I'm calling on his name this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I'm feeling him. He began to stand up in me.
Uh-huh.
And when he stand up in me, I can talk better.
Uh-huh.
I can preach better. When he stand up in me, I praise God for the Holy Ghost over in Acts 1:8. He already told us, after the people had received the Holy Ghost, they received power. Somebody in this building this morning, you need some power from on high. You need some power from on high. And God got the power this morning he want to give you so you can go out and do his will.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Go ahead, preach, and finish this thing up.
Yes.
Good God Almighty.
And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table.
Yes, sir.
Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores.
He used a dog. Now, if God can use a dog, then you know he can use us.
Amen.
Come on, brothers and sisters.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus.
All the things we have to do is get real with God. Mm-hmm. Stop shucking and jiving and say, God, here I am this morning. I'm tired of Satan shifting me like this. I want a car. I want some money. I want a job. I want a wife. Get real with God. And I'm telling you, this year, how many months we got in this year? A month or 2 months or what? How much? Come, listen. I'm prophesying to somebody here this morning. This is what God want me to do. 2 weeks before the new year come in. I am a living witness. If you get real with God this morning. Now, we only got 2 weeks in this month, in this year. God is going to do something great in your life if you get real with him this morning, before this year is out. Step into the new year. It's being a new creature in Christ Jesus. Step out of this old year. Step into the new year. Being a new creature in Christ Jesus, brothers and sisters. The Bible says, in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, in the 17th verse, 5:17, 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things is passed away, brother. Behold, all things are become new. I'm looking at new creatures here. I'm looking at new creatures here this morning.
Yes.
Satan, you is a lie. You is a lie.
Yes.
Take your hands off of God's people.
Yes.
These is God's people.
Yes.
These is God's people.
Yes.
God went to the cross.
Praise.
He died for these, my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Went to that old wicked cross. I know somebody is sick and tired of God. The Satan just shifting you like this. It's time for a new life. God says it's time for a new life, brother. God want to bless you. God want to bless you. Hallelujah. Go ahead, preacher. Finish it up.
And it came to pass.
Came to pass.
That the beggar died.
That the beggar died.
And was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
The Bible said, go ahead. Read that scripture again, preacher.
And it came to pass.
Came to pass.
That the beggar died.
The beggar died.
And was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
The Bible said the angels came down and got Lazarus. Mm-hmm. Take him up into the bosom of Abraham.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, I tell you. In the bosom of Abraham.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's something like paradise.
Uh-huh.
Brothers and sisters, just think one day. One day we're going to leave here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to leave here one day.
Yes, Lord.
You didn't come here to stay always.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, you don't want to be left back here. When God come and put his spirit up out of this earth, I declare you don't want to be left back here. Some of y'all think you're going through a living hell right now. But I'm telling you, you ain't saw nothing yet. You ain't saw nothing yet. If you left back here, when God come down and put his spirit up out of this earth, you don't want to be back here. I'm telling you, you don't want to be back here. You ain't saw nothing yet. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Go ahead and finish it up, preacher. I'm trying to wind this thing up, Judy. But God is doing something. I can feel it. Somebody gonna get delivered. Somebody in here gonna get delivered this morning. Somebody in here is gonna get delivered this morning because I can stand on the word of God. I can stand on the word of God. God said, his word would not return to him void. Oh, I know the word of God is tugging on somebody's heart this morning. I know the word of God is tugging on somebody's heart this morning. God is calling somebody. Come to me. I want to show you what I can do. If you're tired of living like you're living, I want to show you a new life. I want to bless you. Just come to me and I'll show you what I can do. Go ahead, preacher.
And was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
the
sir.
The rich man also died.
The rich. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Bible said the rich man also died. Preacher, please tell us what happened to the rich man. Listen.
And was buried.
And was buried.
And in hell he lifted up his eyes.
Call it, preacher. Brother, the Bible says, when the rich man died, God is talking, brother. The Bible said when the rich man died, the rich man lifted his eyes up in hell. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, brother? Can you imagine dying, lifting your eyes up in hell, looking at that ugly devil and all his imp? Can you imagine that? God is telling you this morning, you don't want to go there. You don't want to go there. There ain't no place to go. Give your life to me this morning. I got a better life for you. Think about this, brothers and sisters. Lifting your eyes up in hell. Looking at that ugly devil and all his imps. You don't want to go there. Go ahead and finish it up, preacher.
Being in torment. And seeth Abraham afar off.
Yes, sir.
And Lazarus in his bosom.
Yes, sir.
And he cried and said, Father Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Have mercy on me.
Now he wants mercy. He wants mercy now. Mm-hmm. Don't you know God is having mercy on somebody right now?
Yes, Lord.
You ain't in hell yet, but He's having mercy on you right now.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Because God don't want you to go there.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We serve a mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
See, I can preach it like this because I was here one day where you guys at.
Yes, Lord.
I was here one day. So I can preach like this. I know what God can do. Go ahead, preacher.
And send Lazarus.
Yes, sir.
That he may dip the tip of his finger in water.
Wait a minute. Look here. He said, listen, we had some hot days this year in heaven. We had some hot days. Can you imagine being in hell? No water? Come on now, y'all think about this thing. Read that scripture over again, preacher, because I'm trying to finish this thing up here.
That he may tip the tip of his finger in water.
He didn't ask for no glass of water. He said that's the tip of his finger. Amen. The man's tongue was burning up.
Uh-huh.
Just the tip of his finger in water. Go ahead, preacher.
And cool my tongue.
Cool my tongue.
For I am tormented in this flame.
Tormented? Have you ever had the toothache? Brother, just imagine that tooth started hurting and never stopped. That would be torment. That would be torment. Y'all better listen to the word of God this morning.
Have mercy, Lord Jesus.
I can't work with this thing like I want to because I know y'all are ready to eat. But listen here. This is more important than eat because that food will be there. God want to set some captain free this morning, brother. God want to set the captain free this morning.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
This is about souls.
Praise your name.
This is about souls, brothers and sisters.
Yes, Lord.
Finish it up, preacher.
But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thou good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass from us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if thou went unto him them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if thou hearest not Moses and the prophets, neither will thou be persuaded, thou one who rose from the dead.
Thank you, preacher. Let's give God a hand praise for the word of God this morning. I'm going to have to cut it off right here.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to cut it off right here.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
But let me leave you with this last scripture. This last scripture I'm going to leave you with. This is my favorite scripture. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things is passed away. Oh, behold, all things are become new. I'm so glad this morning that I am a new creature. Hallelujah. I got to cut it off. I don't want to cut it off, but I got to cut this thing off. Whoa, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Oh, Lord. I'm looking at pastors, evangelists, missionaries, preachers. I'm looking. This is what I'm looking at. God want to use you.
Thank you.
God bless you, brothers and sisters.
Thank
God bless you.
Thank you.